Hey, Legal Shield family, this is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell. It's time for 5 Minutes Strong. And today we're going to enjoy a segment about the whole you and my reflections on how personal development has added to my own success and happiness. And I hope the lessons apply to you too. Enjoy.
But last and not least, I want to be very, very clear on number 11, reading is not enough. If you read a self-help or a personal development author who claims that you can literally get everything you need from their book or article, that's not personal development. That's a cult. Luckily, almost all writers admit that there are limitations of reading alone. You need to have a well-rounded life improvement program. You're going to hear some great advice throughout the rest of the Whole You program on those points. At some point, you need to put down the book and you need to do the work. You know, as Nike says, just do it. You need to recognize that you're a flawed human being. You know, St. Augustine, he wrote about backsliding in the 5th century AD. He wrote about the two parts of the self, the one part that is perversely attracted to doing the wrong things and the one that wants to kick that other part's backside and keep them in line. Neither one will ever achieve complete victory over you. It is in the struggle between the temptation and the discipline that we find the greatest personal growth. We know and desire the right and just, but it is hard to constantly attain it. That's what makes life so wondrous, so powerful. It's like what Damon John taught us in his 2018 book, Rise and Grind. It is in the grind, inch by inch. As we do the work, there is a really important lesson to remember. No woman nor man is an island. There is no need for you to do this alone. Even the most self-reliant of us need help to stay committed and to make progress. I'll return now to where I began, the final stage in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It focuses on developing meaningful relationships, understanding interdependence. Plenty of personal development authors suggest nominating, requesting, and engaging a workout partner. Sound familiar? It's one of our 10 core commitments because it's going to keep you honest, while you can do the same for that person in return. Is it okay to try a workout partner, by the way, and decide that it's, well, not working out? Yes, it is. It's not a marriage, all right? It is a relationship, but it's not permanent. It's okay, by the way, to be honest and part as friends, but to part because you don't want to stay stuck in a workout partnership that's not working for either party. Okay, but let me be clear. If you are lucky enough to find somebody that will hold you accountable and truly make you happier and more successful, hang on to that person for dear life. Remember, friends and even family, they love you, but they're naturally going to be wary of speaking directly about maybe the tough issues. They may not be willing to tell you everything that you cannot see for fear of your reaction. Think about it. Listen, if you didn't play video games so much, well, or you know, if you didn't drink 2 beers every night of the week, you get the point. Hey, to wrap up, reading is fundamental, but it only leads to results through action. And while you may read alone, you should not act alone. Get a workout partner for your business and for your life.
I hope you enjoyed that installment of 5 Minutes Strong around the whole you and the lessons that I've learned in my lifetime about how personal development can aid in your happiness and success. Why? Why now? Well, because we know that our time is now. It is time to ask yourself if you are living the life that you want to live. Are you making the decisions that will determine your destiny? Are you willing to put in the work? Because your time is now. For all of our lives, we've been asked to wait for equality, for freedom. But there are more of us now. We are stronger, and we will wait no longer. Our time is now. As the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. The time is now to open the doors of opportunity and to reach the paths of justice and security. The time is now because it is time for change.